Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'll tell you what, a lot of my Lifestyles Unlimited colleagues out there are doing just that. They from time to time, they'll send me a little email, a little note to kind of let me know what's going on, how they're doing. And Vaibhav is one of those investors out there who happens to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He has been investing for the last 3 years in Arizona. Yeah, he has assets in Tucson, and he has assets in Phoenix. And he just shot me an email because I was curious to say, hey, man, how's things going? And he shot me an email saying, wow, dude, everything is on fire. It is running very well. And when I asked him, okay, what kind of returns are you getting? He says, okay, this is what I've been able to accomplish. And I want to share this with you, not to brag, because these aren't my results. These are somebody else's results. But these are the results of somebody else who's essentially doing the same thing that I'm doing. And you can do the same thing too. We want to invite you to the party. So one of his properties in Tucson, in a three-year period, he was able to refinance the property, and he paid out 113% of the capital. Okay, so what that means is he had other people investing into his apartment deal. They got into the deal about 3 years ago. Vaibhav has been doing everything that needs to be accomplished on that property. So over a three-year period, what he was able to do was go to a lender and say, look, I've repositioned this property. I have gone in. I have remediated things that needed to be remediated. I have corrected the operational problems with this property. I now have units that are on the market that are getting market rents that are desirable by the people that want to rent. And as such, I've increased the value of this property. Now, I got to be real clear with you and let you know that it only works in multifamily, anything that's five units or bigger. It doesn't work in single family, doesn't work in duplexes, triplexes, or fourplexes because they're valued differently. They're valued based on a comparative market analysis. In other words, your appraiser will go out and look at what has sold that is similar, and they'll establish value based on sales history. But in multifamily, no, we get the ability to force appreciation. Then that's exactly what Vaibhav has done. And I'm probably butchering his name. I'm not very good at pronouncing names, first of all, that are more than one syllable. Why do you think I go with Al? It's easy, right? And second of all, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, he refinanced this property. So what he did was he gave his investors literally all of their money back. Now, he didn't throw them out of the deal. No, they still have their ownership interests in the deal. But think about it. Let's say this was you investing with him. Let's say 3 years ago, you gave him $100,000 and said, go do good things with this. And over a three-year period, he came back and he said, hey, here's your $100,000 back. Thank you for investing with me. By the way, we're going to continue to own and operate this property. You're still going to get cash flows coming on the property. Now, the cash flow is going to be a little bit less because we had to put a little bit more debt on the property. But don't worry about that because at this point, you have infinite returns. You heard me correctly. I said infinite returns because you have the money that you gave him back in your hands. Yet you still have an ownership interest in that property. It's still going to pay you cash flow, and it will still be improved over time, operationally and physically if necessary, so that appreciation can be forced upon that property again. So that in the future, when it's time to sell that property, or maybe just refinance that property, you're going to get more money. You're going to get more money. In the meantime, that $100,000 that he gave you back, that's in your hands right now, you've got a decision to make. Do you go out and buy a new car? Do you go out and buy that boat you've always been wanted? Maybe you buy the RV. Maybe that's what you do. And I will tell you this, if you do any of those things, if you spend that money on an asset that depreciates over time but does not appreciate in value, you're making a bad decision. Because what you need to do is take that $100,000 and get it reinvested. And the reason you want to get this thing reinvested is because you want that money working for you. Now you'll have an additional asset that has the potential to do the same thing that the first asset did for you. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, I'll tell you, he didn't stop there. He's got another property in Phoenix that in a little over two years, he did what's called a supplemental loan. In other words, he went to a lender and said, you know what, I want to refinance out some of the money that I have, but I don't want to mess with the original note. It's like putting it, it's a second. It's exactly what a supplemental loan is. So he took out the supplemental loan, and what he managed to do was pay back all of his investors 80% of the capital that they invested into the property. So after a little over a two-year period, if you had put $100,000 in the deal, he gave you back $80,000. Now, you still have $20,000 nested in that deal, but that's okay because you've got $80,000 in your pocket. It is really, really cool. And here's the neat thing about that, what he did with the supplemental. He's got a great interest rate on the first note. He was able to get a very excellent rate on the supplemental note. What he did was some floating interest starting at 2.8%. So the cost of money is really cheap. We come back from the break. Actually, I actually have another one to tell you about. Stick around.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're getting into the concept of returns today. And it was an email that I received from Vabiv that basically made me think about what you're doing for returns. Because I'm sitting back and I'm thinking about maybe what you're investing in. I'm thinking you've got a retirement account, or maybe you just invest in stocks directly. I to be honest with you, I don't know exactly what you do. Maybe you actually invest in real estate too. And here's the point I want to make. According to Y Charts, the S&P 500 3-year return as of September of 2021, 47.82%. That's right. So what that means is that if you had invested your money into stocks that are part of the S&P 500, and you just held those stocks for 3 years, the stock index, I mean, it's an index, but I mean, there are stocks that are made that make up that index. That index indicates that you would have made a 47.82% return in 3 years. But when I look at the results that Vibeev is doing, I'm blown away, because these are better returns. These are much better returns than 47.82%. Now, I will tell you this. A 47.82% return in the stock market, that doesn't happen all the time. No, it doesn't happen all the time. As a matter of fact, I think it's some leftover effects from when Trump was president. He did some things that helped stimulate the economy, and I think we're starting to see some of the effects of that stimulus. And unfortunately, we have a new administration that is trying to unravel all of those things, because they don't think that what the previous administration did is as effective for the country. So I think what we're going to see is we're going to see the stock market getting back to normal rates of return. 47.82% is pretty significant for the stock market. It really is. But when you look at the real estate returns, now I told you about that first deal he had in Tucson, where if you'd put $100,000 into that deal, after 3 years, he gave you $100,000 back. So now you're thinking, well, wait a minute. That's not really a return on investment. That's a return of capital. You are correct. It is a return of capital, meaning that once he returns your capital, the amount of money you have invested in that deal is zero. You now have ownership in an apartment community that doesn't cost you any money anymore. As a matter of fact, your capital comes out of that asset so that you can redeploy it into another asset. Do stocks do that for you? Do they? I mean, you could probably argue that if a split occurred, maybe, but I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, here's the way it works. You put your money into a stock, it stays in that stock. You have to sell that stock to get your money back out. You actually have to get a capital gains transaction to pull your money back out. Now, in the case of what Vibeev did, there's no capital gains transaction. What he did was a refinance. He restructured debt on the property, and the IRS doesn't care about what you do with debt. They don't care if you put a bunch of debt on the property. They don't care if you pay it off. They don't care if you refinance every 6 weeks. The government doesn't care about that. All they care about is the capital gains that you may be liable for when you transact the property. That deal in Tucson where you gave your money back, there's no transaction there. You still own the property. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool, isn't it? All right, let's talk about that second deal. So in 2.2 years, Vibeev basically did a supplemental loan, and by doing so, he restructured debt on the property. In other words, he added another debt instrument to the property that is behind the first note. It's totally permissible, especially in Arizona. It's totally fine to do that there. And in doing so, he returned 80% of the capital that all of his investors put into the deal. So what that means is, first of all, the supplemental, again, not a taxable event. Second of all, if you gave him $100,000, he gave you back 80 grand. Now, you still have $20,000 in the deal, but your rates of return based on a $20,000 asset cost are much higher than when you initially got into the deal. Oh, and by the way, you now have 80% of your money back, so now you can go buy into another asset. It's pretty cool. Now, let me tell you about what he's doing with that third asset that he has. It's another apartment community. This one's up in Tucson also. I should say down in Tucson. Tucson is south of Phoenix. He's under contract to sell this particular property. And what he believes will occur once the property transacts and the dust all settles, he will have earned his investors a 268% return on investment. Okay, so what this means is he's going to return the capital that you invested in the property. That's the first thing that happens is the money that you put into the deal, if it hasn't already been returned to you, it gets returned to you. And he's going to send you an additional $268,000 based on a $100,000 investment once all the books are closed. Yeah, because the way it works with an apartment community, what you have to do is you have to sell it, you have to transact it. It takes some time to do that. And then once you close escrow, you have to work with the new entity that bought it from you to transfer all the financials and books over. I mean, it's just the way you have to do business. And in doing so, you have to hold some funds in reserve because, you know, there could be some last minute costs that came up, or, you know, you still have to file taxes. So you have to budget for those costs and maybe some other ancillary costs. But at the end of the day, you send your people the bulk of that money. So when you think about it, if you were in that third deal, now he didn't do any cash out refinances on that particular deal. He got that property to a place of sale. So now what you're looking at, if you put $100,000 into that deal, you're effectively getting $368,000 back. $368,000. $100,000 your original principal. $268,000 is your profit. That is your profit for making that investment. Now, that is subject to capital gains tax. I'll be upfront and clear with you. But if you know how the tax game works, you can avoid a lot of those taxes. We come back from the break, we're going to get back into returns. Stick around.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Ooh. All right, I'm looking at a different site. This is macrotrends.net. And I was just curious, what has the Dow Jones Industrial Average done over the last 10 years? Does it keep up with what my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member is being able to do in Arizona? And the results are this. No, it's not. So if we go all the way back to 2012, according to macrotrends.net, they have charted that the Dow Jones increased 7.26% over the previous year. In 2013, the number went up dramatically, went up 26.5% over the previous year. And then in 2014, it got back to 7.52. Yeah. So what happened in 2015? Well, it technically went down. The Dow Jones lost 2.23% that year. Now, recovered in 2016, we got a 13.42 increase. And then in 2017, I think that's when Trump went into office, didn't he? All of a sudden, the markets went crazy. We were back at a 25.8% return. But apparently the country lost its enamoration with President Trump because the stock market in 2018 lost 5.63%. But it came back in 2019 at 22.34%. And in 2020, it technically only went up 7.25%. Now we're seeing so far an annual change of about 13.55%. Okay, so what do all these stats tell you? I mean, first of all, the biggest year-over-year growth was 26.5%. And that occurred a long time ago, 8 years ago. There were three periods where the stock market actually grew pretty healthily. Yeah, 22 to 26% overall. Yeah, I mean, that's what the 3 years did. But mixed in there, you've got 2 years of negative growth. Yeah, the stock market not going up in value over the year. This is called volatility. That's exactly what this is. This is volatility. And there are people that invest in the stock market that measure volatility. I mean, they study volatility because they believe that if they understand what volatility does in the stock market, they can time their entries and their exits. And there are actually people out there that do that. There are people that are actually very good at doing that. But not everybody that tries that is very good at it. The other thing you got to take into consideration in order to do that, you need to focus a lot of your time and attention on making sure that that works. Now, most of you, you're like, dude, I don't have the white space. I just don't have the time. I'm working really hard. And I understand that. I know exactly what that's like. And that's part of the reason you're probably relying on that 401k or those IRAs or wherever you're putting your money and you're hoping and you're praying that that financial manager is doing the right things based on your so-called, what do they call that? Your risk index or your risk adversity or whatever they use to measure what kind of stocks that they'll buy for you. You don't do anything. You don't do anything. You let those people do that. And over the last 3 years, according to Y charts, potentially you could have made 46% return on your money. But as I pointed out earlier in the show, you could take that money, you could invest it in real estate, and you can get much more significant returns on your investment. You can get your capital back and buy more assets that will do similar things. This is how it works in real estate. Oh, and by the way, if you're investing passively as a passive investor in multifamily deals, you're not spending much time getting into those deals. And you're not spending much time reviewing the monthly reports that come out because all you're doing is checking to make sure is the asset on track. And if the asset all of a sudden isn't on track, you just contact the lead investor and you go, hey, man, what's going on? And they'll tell you what's going on. As a matter of fact, the good lead investors will have already anticipated that question and they will have addressed those issues when they send you the write-up. They'll tell you, hey, man, we're doing great this month, or we're a little behind, but here's how we're going to pick it up. And the point is, everybody that invested with Vabiv, let's say you spent an hour or two a month checking out what your stock portfolio looks like or looking at your website that shows your balance or whatever you look at, okay? I would tell you the Lifestyles Unlimited members probably spend less time looking at the reports that come in. Yeah, because when you're a passive investor, that's exactly what you are. You're passive. You're passive. You've got somebody else doing all the heavy lifting for you. And your biggest job is just to keep an eye on things, make sure everything's going good, and collect the checks. Because one of the things that these apartment communities do that stock portfolio is not doing for you, it's paying you monthly, well, not monthly, quarterly, usually it's quarterly distributions. Now, you may be invested in some stocks that actually pay distributions, but here's the difference between how I invest and how you're investing. When those distributions come in, they come directly to me. I decide what to do with them. If I want to put them in the holding fund for my next acquisition, not a problem. I'll just slide it over there. If I decide that, you know what? I want to take Mrs. Gordon out for a very nice anniversary dinner because we have our anniversary this month. I just push it over there. I decide what happens with that money. But what happens with the money that gets distributed to you? It has to stay in that retirement account. You can't touch it. You're not allowed to touch it. The government set up all the rules, and the first thing the government did was limit your control over your own money because the government believes that it is a better steward of your retirement funds than you are. And I'll tell you what, I was trying to make an appointment at the VA today. It took me 45 minutes to make an appointment at the VA. And it shouldn't be that rough. I mean, but that's how the government works, right? The government is slow. The government fumbles through a lot of things. And a lot of that's really designed by the founding fathers to make sure that nobody can like swoop in here in this country and turn this into a communist state. But my point is, when the government is making the rules on how you invest and you've bought into those rules, when you signed up for those retirement programs and you just like checked the box or signed your name and they were disclosing to you that, hey, by the way, if you want to touch this money, it's going to come with penalties or you can't actually take it out, but we'll loan it to you and you'll have to pay interest back to yourself and then you got to repay it all. Really? Are you kidding me? You absolutely think that I am that incompetent? Oh, well, I don't know. I guess if I look back at my education that I received through public education and private education, not much emphasis was put on my personal finances. So maybe that's why the government thinks we got to protect them. We come back from the break. More on returns. Stick around.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can only buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% of savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we're going to switch gears. We're still going to talk about returns, but we're going to talk about returns from a single family property because everything I've been telling you about so far is multifamily investing. And the returns that I'm talking about are the returns that passive investors receive when they invest with their fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. Yeah, and they get a pretty healthy rate of return for not doing much of anything other than analyzing the deal, getting in the deal, and then just checking to make sure the deal is going the way it's supposed to go. There's another modality that we think is a good way for you to invest. And for some Lifestyles Unlimited members, it's the modality that they choose. Some people like single-family homes over apartments because they just like houses, and there's nothing wrong with that. Even though houses, to include duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, cannot be, we can't force appreciation on them. In other words, we can't go in and financially we can make them look like they're multifamily and go to a commercial lender and say, hey, my value's here, because they're going to laugh at us because they know that the industry standard says that's not how we value properties. You should know that by now. So as a result of that, we have to wait for natural appreciation to occur. Well, to be honest with you, there's a ton of that been going on for a while, everywhere. So, I mean, and even in markets where appreciation was kind of stagnant, I mean, there are markets in America where values, they just don't go up much. They might go up 1%. They might go up 2%. You know, when I buy properties, I do an analysis based on a 3.5% appreciation rate. And the reason I do that is because I know, and I've been taught, that real estate traditionally doubles in value every 20 years. And that primarily means single family assets. Yeah, single family assets. Now, multifamily can double it in value just based on what the condition of the property is and where you're starting from a financial basis. But we're going to talk about single family. So let me move your mind away from that forced appreciation thing. And let's talk about a deal that Trey sent me a couple of days ago. I didn't do anything with the deal. It was a sweet little deal, but I'm not in the house buying mode right now. So I said, told Trey, hey man, thanks. That's a beautiful looking deal, but I'm focusing on my multifamily right now. So I'm keeping all my powder dry and getting ready to launch. But this particular deal is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, about 1,200 square feet. And it's an older property. It was built in 1948, not too long after World War II ended. So, I mean, if you do the math, what are we talking about? A 70-plus-year-old property? Okay. 70-plus-year-old properties, depending on how they were cared for, can either be in pretty good condition or not so much. And I think this particular property is in the not so much category. Because here's why. So Trey indicates to me that this property, when it's all fixed up, is worth $194,000. He can see, because he's first of all, he's a trained real estate agent. And second of all, he works primarily with investors. Yeah, that's what Trey does. He doesn't go out and show you houses to live in. No, he shows you houses that you can make money on. As a matter of fact, he has done a pretty good job at scouring through what comes on the market to pick out those beautiful little gems that make sense for me. And I appreciate that. I absolutely appreciate it. Now, I didn't buy this one, but I also know that Trey knows other investors. So, you know, he's making it available to us, and the first one that comes back and says, hey man, let's do something with this, wins. And I'm okay with that. I'm totally fine with that. This particular property is not in its glory day condition. It's not. It's not worth $194,000. People that would pay full market price for this property need to have their heads examined, because it's not worth $194,000. It hasn't been brought back to its original luster. As such, the property was being offered for $110,000. Yeah, so the first thing you need to think about is, wow, there's like $84,000 in equity sitting there that we could tap into, right? Yes, you are thinking correctly. There is $84,000 of equity that we could tap into. As a matter of fact, it's going to take us about close to $70,000 to do all the remediation that needs to be done on this property. I would classify this property as more of a heavy lift rehab. It's not necessarily one that I would want to see a brand new Lifestyles Unlimited member start on, but depending on their background, depending on the experience, and depending on, you know, if they feel like they're ready for it, I wouldn't tell them no. I totally wouldn't tell them no, especially if they're working with their mentor and they've got great people on their team. I said, go for it, dude, or dudette. I mean, go for it. So here's the sweet thing about this property. And remember, we're going to focus on the returns here, because I want you to understand what the returns are. You can buy this investment total cash out of pocket for a little over $27,000 cash out of pocket. Now, in order to do this correctly and keep your cash out of pocket only at $27,000, you're going to have to use a hard money loan to acquire and do some of the rehab costs on the property. It's totally fine. Makes it very efficient for you to get this done. As a matter of fact, it keeps you from burning through all of your cash, which is important, especially if you're looking to do more than one deal. The next thing I want you to understand is that when you get this thing all fixed up, when it is ready to go and you find that great resident for that property, you're going to put a conventional note on that property. You're going to cure the hard money loan. It's going to go away. You'll have long-term conventional financing on the property. And as a result of that, you are going to capture about $15,000 in equity. And you're thinking, what do you mean I'm going to capture $15,000 in equity? Well, your all-in cost, everything that it took you to get this deal done, puts you at a total price point of $179,000. Except the property is worth $194,000. See, what you've done is you've been able to not only buy at wholesale pricing, you were able to do all the renovations on the property and still keep your all-in costs in the wholesale pricing range. That's a very good thing. So you're going to get $15,000 of equity just built into this property. You're probably thinking, okay, that's fine. I can't spend that, right? Well, that's true. You can't spend it because that equity is technically locked into the property. You would either have to refinance the property again, or you would have to sell it to get the equity out. But here's the part I want you to understand. You made $15,000. You invested $27,000 and you made $15,000 in equity. Your return on capital gains, you got a 55% return on this house. And if it took you 3 months from the date you acquired it to the date you actually transacted the conventional loan and put your resident into that property so that they'll start paying you rent, and then, oh, by the way, you're going to start generating $460 a month in passive income that's the result of what isn't spent between the rent and your costs. $460 a month. Annualized, that's $5,520 per year. That right there is a 20% return just on the cash on cash. So the point I want you to understand is that if you're looking at the S&P, if you're looking at what the stock market has done over the last 3 years, what we had a number of what, 46, 48, whatever that number was, right? Okay, just by buying this one house, you can make more money in the 3 month period between when you bought it and rehabbed it and put it back into service. You will have made more money in 3 months than you made in 3 years in the stock market. And it doesn't stop there, because the value of the property is going to go up. Remember, I told you earlier in the show, I calculate based on 3.5% per year. So that property is going to go up in value. It's going to pay you cash flow. Now, your cash flow, based on the fact that you put about $27,000 into that property and you're receiving over $5,500 a year in spendable cash that you can spend on anything you want, like, you know, paying your bills and helping you get closer to retirement. That is a big thing, by the way, 20%. And you're thinking, well, okay, well, that's not as big as that 48%. Okay, 20% return in year one. If you do it for 2 years, you're still getting a 20% return. But that's in addition to the capital gains return of 55% that you earned. Oh, and by the way, when the property goes up in value, it will go up in value. As a matter of fact, I am anticipating a future projected value of this property in 5 years at about $230,000. What does this all mean? Well, when you take into account the five ways that we make money in real estate, this property is poised to give you a return in 5 years of 339%. That slays the stock market. And if you want to get started, go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.